joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, the wonderful Diane Stein, Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum Development Director. What a special year. It's the 100th anniversary of something really special, a three-part series revolving around that, and also a bunch of new stuff coming up in June. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm trying to catch my breath after all that. There's so much going on at the museum. Would you like to start with a few of the events coming up in June, and then let's talk about the special three-part series and that 100th anniversary I haven't given away yet?
Yes, of course. So even though the CSPM is, of course, not currently open to the public, we are still continuing to preserve and share our cultural history through digital programs and virtual exhibits. And upcoming in June, we have another set of a digital children's history hour called Remarkable You on Wednesday, June 17th and Saturday, June 27th. And it's about learning stories of unique people who believed in themselves and helped shape the community. And it's fun for children ages 3 to 6 and their families get to participate on Zoom. And I know it's a great time, get to chat with each other and also participate in this program.
Wow, that sounds like lots of fun and especially a lot of inspiration at a great time of the year.
Yes, definitely.
So this is a very special 100th anniversary, and there's something attached to that, a three-part series that sort of goes through how that came to be.
Yes, so this year is the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, so the women's right to vote. And in order to honor this celebration, we are doing, we're presenting with the Historic Preservation Alliance of Colorado Springs a three-part digital lecture series. So we'll have every Saturday from June 6th to June 20th, different presenters presenting on different aspects of women's suffrage. And it's quite special in Colorado because many of these women led the charge to fight for women's suffrage. So it's great that we can not only celebrate the celebration, but celebrate our local history with it as well.
You know, certainly rich and vibrant and colorful here. Goodness, like I say, a lot going on. 100 years. In other words, it was all the way into the 1900s, 1920, when women won the right to vote finally.
Exactly. And I would share more, but, you know, that's why we have these lectures. I don't want to give too much away, but we just have some great presenters. Chris Nickel from the Special Collections of the Pikes Peak Library District, Catherine Scott Sturdivant, who's from the Pikes Peak Community College, and she's a senior history professor, and then also Heather Jordan, an archivist from the Pikes Peak Library District Special Collections, and they'll bring their knowledge of the subject and just share so much more than I could during this time.
Oh, of course. Very, very important history. Now, finally, some new exhibits at the museum coming up.
Yes, so we do have, during this time, we know COVID-19 pandemic is deeply impacting everyone, and we're asking our community to share their experiences through our Story of Us platform. In hopes of creating a new digital exhibit in the future. Story of Us is a way that we can explore the history and geography of the Pikes Peak region and collect these stories. And this platform eventually will be C equals COVID-19. It's based on an A through Z organization. And so you can explore A for Antlers Hotel. Last February, we unveiled L for Leon Young. So we're using this platform and we'll continue to add new letters to it throughout the year, including C for COVID-19.
Yes. And boy, what a great time to tell stories. There's a lot of emotion in it. There are even, you're asking for images, maybe even artifacts.
Yes, correct. And it's all on our website on how to participate, cspm.org. But we want stories, objects, photographs, videos, just in order to to preserve this moment, because it is a big moment in our history. And we not only share stories of the past, but we're also preserving our history for future generations to know about what was happening in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region during our time now. So this is a pivotal moment and just a important time to collect these stories.
Absolutely. I would be looking for some very poignant and moving stories to come from this time for to be shared with generations later from now. And thank you, Diane Stein, and all of you at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum for everything you do to preserve and talk about our wonderful history.
Well, and thanks to our community and you and letting us have an opportunity to share what we're doing. But also, we rely on generosity of our community to in order to preserve and provide these opportunities. So thank you.
Of course. And thank you for your visits. We'll have Pioneers Museum Day in just about a month from now. Diane Stein, Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum Development Director, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Ted, and have a great one.